Well, we concluded all of our draft selections for today. You guys were all looking for the quarterback, which we finally addressed in round four with Logan Thomas. And feel very good about him. We'll talk a little more about him later. Came back with Ed Stinson and Walt Powell. And I thought it was interesting when we set up our board, B.A. and I talked several times about scenarios, and a couple of the scenarios were if we didn't get Kareem Martin, potentially we could get Ed Stinson in later rounds, and we were able to get both. And the same goes for if we didn't get John Brown, would we be able to get Walt Powell later in the draft, and we were able to get both. So felt good about getting both of those players. And really, when you look at John Brown and Walt Powell, it reminds us a little bit of the year that B.A. was in an Indy and took two small receivers with tremendous upside in T.Y. Hilton and Levon Brazil. Both of these guys reminded us of those two players. So we feel good about the way we finished off the draft here in 2014.
When you're talking about a developmental quarterback, and in these rounds, that's what they all are. They're developmental guys for a reason. You want a guy that's got all the tools. And I've watched Logan, obviously, and his alumnus, and been following that program for a long time. And outstanding intangibles. Captain, team leader, one of those guys that everyone gravitates to. Every room he goes into, people gravitate to him. Now, he is 6'6", and he's got unbelievable athletic ability and probably the best arm I've worked out in 10 years. Now, is he ready to play? No. I think skill-wise, he's ready now. But whether or not he hits the field or when he hits the field, when we're all comfortable.
You know, the one element that he brings to the table that we don't have on our roster and a lot of teams in this division do have is when things break down for a young quarterback, he can make things happen with his feet. For a 250-pound man, he ran 4.58. And when you watch him on tape, I mean, there's some games like the UCLA game where he breaks out on the perimeter and he's got about eight guys on his back and he carries him 10 more yards. I mean, there's some stuff he does that's pretty impressive.
He has a beautiful deep ball. He's got as pretty deep ball as Carson, who I think has one of the best in the league. And he can stand there and just drop it in the bucket. And it's a drill that you put a bucket down there 40 yards, 4 yards from the sideline. How many times can you drop it in? And, you know, he'll put it in the bucket 4 out of 10, which is unbelievable.
Bruce, you said yesterday you like the three guys you had, but obviously you had this guy in mind as well. How does this impact?
I lie pretty good. No, I do. I like our guys. It's just come in and compete, you know. It's a competition. There's nothing being handed to this guy. He's not the quarterback of the future until he earns it. I mean, he's got to beat out a pretty good guy to get on that number three spot. And the number two spot ain't changing. So that's not a problem. So it's just a matter of can he beat out Ryan. And it's going to be healthy competition starting this weekend.
He is a powerful guy, and he's not a sack artist like Kareem Martin is. They're two different style players. One's long and rangy and does a nice job using his length at the point of attack. This guy is a powerful player. He's explosive through his hips and does a nice job chasing down the line of scrimmage laterally, but he's not going to become a 7, 8, 9 sack a year guy. So, you know, we really have two different style players, but are really good fits for us because they can play in a rotation and fit in different spots for us.
Walt is extremely physical. Now, you're going to see what they showed on television. If we ran 4.64, they didn't do their homework because at his pro day he ran 4.44, and that's because he ran at the combine with a bad foot. And, you know, having inside information, one of our coaches coached in that league for a long time, and he's as physical as a wideout as there was in the draft. What does that equate to? Well, he'll obviously block, but he's going to play on special teams. So he's going to come in and compete for that job to play on special teams, not as the kick returner, which he's a damn good one, but as a gunner, a vice, cover kickoffs, and fight for that fifth wideout spot with Jerron Brown, who won that job last year.
You know what I love about it is I look at all those names and I see guys who are big-time competitors who love the game and bring an element of toughness to our locker room, which I don't think you can ever have enough of. And that's the whole thing is I've walked out of this building for many years when we got A's and B's and those players didn't turn out to be good players. So you have to just trust what you're doing and trust your board. And I trust the people in our room. And again, you have to avoid the noise sometimes and avoid what people are saying. And you can't get caught up in some of the hype. And again, I've always trusted what I see on tape, and I think that we came away with a pretty good class.